Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jan Gallagher and Bob Youngquist about tonight's groundbreaking ceremony for the new auditorium project.
Tonight is the groundbreaking, finally, for the new Washington Area Performing Arts and Events Center, which is going to be attached to the new high school portion of the high school. It's been a long time coming, and we're very excited about sharing our joys with the community.
And is this groundbreaking open to the public?
Oh, yes, very much so. It starts at 5:15, and it will only be a half an hour long, so it's 5:15 to 5:45. The municipal band is going to be playing before it begins, and they'll play something afterwards as the crowd breaks up, too. And I believe there's going to be some vocal music also at one point.
What does it feel like after the months of work, the multiple trips to Vision Iowa, and the numerous grant applications that you filed?
Sometimes I think I'm dreaming. And I thought this morning when I was thinking about it that if there were ever a market for fundraising mystery suspense stories, we could write one, because there have been so many ups and downs. You know, we've thought we've had a chunk of money and then we haven't. And then we thought we were turned down and then it came open again. And so it's just been a real roller coaster. So I think I'm dreaming sometimes.
Can you remind people when you started this project?
Well, it was about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was still teaching at the high school.
Right.
And we used to have the beginning meetings in the choir room.
And actually, the very first school bond vote that we had for a new high school, we started lobbying then to have an auditorium on the high school. And so that was probably 10 years ago.
Mm,
and
yes.
Officially, we began this committee about 5 years ago.
So this must be a very exciting day.
Oh, very much so.
We've been through three superintendents now. And we have warned Jeff Dix that he's not going to get rid of us because we're going to be tied to this auditorium probably for the rest of our lives.
Well, that's true. Because people think, well, you must be just relaxed at this point. Now it's all over. And it's really not all over. We will have new roles as this continues to make sure that the auditorium serves all the needs we've told the town it's going to.
Can you remind our listeners who will be able to use this?
It's really the city is going to be booking the auditorium. There'll be a committee that actually is run from the city, and all of the auditorium signups will be through them. Of course, the school will definitely be using it, but the city has, you know, the scheduling priority on everything.
And that's quite exciting that anybody's able to use this. Now, I know that there's been some gap financing from local banks. Can you tell our listeners about this? Are you still seeking funds?
Yes, we are. And we're going to announce tonight at the meeting exactly where we are financially. And the banks have been fantastic. We hope we don't have to borrow money from them. But when the time comes, we'll see what we need. And then we'll have them write out this contract if we need to raise more money. But we hope that we have it all raised before that time even gets here.
And do you still have some naming rights if people are interested?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have not published our official naming rights list because we've been editing it, adding some levels and moving things around so that everybody who is...
at a particular level.
Right.
Yeah, everybody, no matter what level they've given at, right. There could be maybe incentives to help us further. And at right. the same time, we want to honor them for where they are.
Right, and to qualify for naming rights, they had to be at least $25,000 and above.
Looking ahead, when do you expect this to be finished?
Well, you know, this has been interesting. Originally, we were hearing middle of 2016, and then some figures have put it back at the beginning of 2017 in January. So really, it's kind of fall, we're going to say, of 2016. We're not really sure of the month. It probably depends upon the whole building situation. I know presently there's work already that's been done at the site, and that's to compact the ground to make things even stronger for the auditorium. So initially they are compacting the soil to make things very strong, and when that process is done, then the construction begins. So they're just, it'll all be kind of, you know, geared by how the soil compresses. And then they can begin the construction.
And in closing, can you remind our listeners what time and where the groundbreaking will be tonight?
It is 5:15 this evening at the high school, right by the side of the auditorium, of course. And it ends then at 5:45.
And after that, we've asked people to reserve if they wanted to eat at Cafe Dodici. Inside a Cafe Dodici is totally full. They cannot squeeze any more people. But if there's someone who planned to go and they didn't get a reservation in, if they're willing to either sit outside or in the coffee shop next door, they should call Cafe Dodici and see if there's still room there.
Also, by the way, I should just throw in, there is another group that's performing at Cafe Dodici, and that is Just Us Girls as entertainment during this dinner after the groundbreaking. So we're so happy for their contribution as well.
And one more thing, at the groundbreaking, there will be many of the speakers who will be there will be helping with the groundbreaking. But after that, immediately after that, we're going to ask any kids who are there who would like to come up, and they'll get a shovel and they'll get a chance to shovel. And if they're very young and they need a parent or grandparent to come with them, that's fine. Or if they're old enough to handle the shovel themselves, that's fine too. And the more kids, the merrier.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jan Gallagher and Bob Youngquist speaking about tonight's groundbreaking ceremony for the auditorium project. I'm Sally Hart with KCII.